Dr. Halliger, GTA, clinic note on Donald Clifford, Donald D-O-N-A-L-D, Clifford, C-L-I-F-F-O-R-D. Overness comp, birthday, 12-28-54. Patient seen for follow-up. Left shoulder injury, with reported surgery on the July the 7th. Immunizations up to date, no allergies, current medications, see chart, medical history, hypertension, diabetes, mellitus, and hypogonadism, surgical history, as above. Urban illness. Follow up left shoulder injury with surgery, 7-7, in sling, I've been getting physical therapy, given Vicodins and Movig by a surgeon to take postoperatively, getting physical therapy 2 times a week, scheduled to get physical therapy for 4 more weeks, just saw a surgeon for follow-up. Next scheduled follow-up in December. Seen here a month ago. Seen again today for monitor progress in medical care. Patient states he's regaining some range of motion to his shoulder, but still has very limited elevation. Abduction. Range of motion, but that therapist thinks he will make 85-90% recovery. Your symptoms otherwise negative, family history and social history non-contributory, physical joint. Physical exam, general appearance, patient no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, equity normal limits, minus clear ossification percussion, heart rate rhythm within murmurs of yop, abdomen soft without organomegaly or tinnitus, back no CA tinnitus, extremities, left shoulder, wearing sling, with limited evaluation, skin negative for rashes or discoloration, or neurological within normal limits. Impression, follow up left shoulder injury with a recent surgery. Patient advised to continue to be off work, follow up in 1 month, follow up his visit to continue physical therapy twice weekly and with home exercises as directed. Follow up with orthopedic surgeon in November as discussed. Continue to take pain medications as given. And meloxicam on a regular basis for inflammation. Diagnosis follow-up, left shoulder injury with a tendon. Lacerations and injuries. Excuse me, with tendon. Major tendon injuries. Thank you, Dr. Halliger.